Tell me a little bit about what you've done since the Hall Road has been completed.
Well, after the Hall Road was completed in 74, Egan left office, and I did too. I went to work at that time for Alaska General Construction Company. We had a service city on the North Slope and did work at that time for the oil companies up there, pads, roads, those kinds of things. And then stayed with them for 2 years, and then I went into business for myself and had Campbell & Associates Consulting Engineers. And I worked on troubled projects throughout the state for contractors primarily. Troubled projects. Anytime a contractor had a problem where he was losing money or couldn't get the job done or something, generally my phone would ring and I would add expertise to it and get them back on the right track. And I was had a very good reputation, was very successful, and was very sought after. And I did that for from about 1978 to 1990, about 1990, I kind of semi-retired. Also, during that same period, I did a lot of expert work in court and claim situation involving construction for various parties, owners and contractors. And in 1990, I kind of halfway retired. And then in 1993, Hickel was reelected. You know, he was back in as governor. He asked me to come back down as commissioner of transportation. So I went back down to Juneau as Commissioner of Transportation for Hickel's 93-94.
Did you move your wife then, too?
Pardon?
Did you move your wife again?
I moved my wife down then, but of course the kids had grown up and left home, so it was not nowhere near the problem. And then after 90, after I got out, after Hickel left office, I also left office, or left the job. And since then, I've done a little bit of consulting work, but not much, and I've pretty much resigned myself to restoring old cars, which is what I do kind of as a occupational therapy, I guess you'd call it.